1406. Well, we want, why don't we wait for Commissioner Salzman to return?
Are we going to take 1406 and 1413together?
Yeah, but I think we should wait for Commissioner Salzman to come back. So let's move on to 1408.
1408, accept findings of the South Portal Partnership Plan Project pertaining to proposed changes to roadway alignments of Southwest Bond Avenue, Southwest Moody Avenue, Southwest Hamilton Street, Southwest Hamilton Court, Southwest Lowell Street, and Southwest Thomas Street, and direct implementation of a plan to fund, design, and construct remaining South Waterfront Street connections.
Okay, Mr. Abey.
Good morning, Mayor Hales. Andrew Abey, South Portal Project Manager. I have some amendments that I'm going to pass out here.
Okay.
So as you know, we had the first reading of this resolution on November 16th, and we had a council work session earlier in the month. Last week, we had a very productive meeting with the South Portland Neighborhood Association, Len Michon, who will be speaking momentarily, and Sally Adalpe from the Johns Landing Neighborhood, and Michael Harrison from OHSU. That was a productive meeting, and we have written up some amendments here. The changes that we would make to the resolution before you would be to, for now, retain Bond Avenue, south of Southwest Bancroft Street to Southwest Hamilton Street, and also retain Southwest Hamilton Street from Southwest Moody Avenue to Southwest Bond Avenue. There's a directive to do further analysis of retaining those two streets, and then to bring back a final decision for the future council before June 30th, 2017. And then, in response to some of the concerns raised by Johns Landing, we also have...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have a lot on our plate today. Could you state that again? You said that we're going to retain, and there's a change. Could you flip it and just tell us what's different here than what we had before us last time?
Sure. So we're still going to make all the other changes, for example, the Lowell extension, the Moody extension down to Hamilton Court. Hamilton Court still becomes a public street, so that's still embedded in here. So, like I said, the two changes are, is to, at least for now, retain Bond Avenue south of Bancroft Street, and also retain Hamilton Street. And then the other change that I was just getting to was also to address concerns from Johns Landing, would be to just acknowledge that when we do the Moody extension, have a funded project, we will evaluate the boundary and McAdam intersection. We don't believe that there will be any issues with that, but we're more than happy to take a look at that once the project gets actually funded.
Thank you.
And then there's also the addition of an Exhibit F, which is attached to the memo, and that shows the streets to be retained pending a final council decision next year. So we're hoping that the map adds an additional level of clarity. And finally, before you vote on the amendments and the underlying resolution, I wanted to particularly thank Len Michon from South Portland. He provided some very good input on the amendment, and I appreciate that input.
And I assume that the Landing Drive condominium owners were also involved in this process?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Other questions for Andrew? So do we have a motion then to adopt the amendments?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Then let's take a vote, please, on the amendments.
Does anyone want to testify?
Oh, sorry, I didn't ask for that. So anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up, please, then. Good morning.
Actually, it's good afternoon.
It is good afternoon. I just couldn't see the clock there for a second. Welcome.
Afternoon, Mr. Mayor and council members. Len Michon, South Portland Neighborhood Association President. I just wanted to make one comment with regard to the future studies that will be done with regard to Bond and Hamilton Street, and that being that I want to ensure that, and we've had discussions with Andrew, to ensure that the South Portland Neighborhood Association has a place at the table whenever there is further discussion with the landowners where those properties could be impacted with the maintenance of those two streets. So that's basically it.
Okay, great, thanks. Thanks for your help on this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, then this is this a resolution? Sorry. So we can act on this, right? This is accepting the findings. So this is not this doesn't have to come back for second reading. So we can vote now, having amended it on the findings as amended.
The amendment, Novick.
This is we did the amendment.
We didn't vote on the amendment.
I'm sorry, we didn't vote on the amendment because I hadn't taken testimony. Okay, who's got low blood sugar? Not me. Let's vote on the amendment, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for the process and getting it. I think this is a much better plan. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, and now on the findings as amended.
Novick.
Really appreciate all the work everybody has done in the past couple of weeks on this, especially Len Michon, Sally Aldape, Michael Harrison, Dan Bauer, Andrew Abbey, Kurt Kruger, and Erica Niebel. And it's a good thing we're passing this today because if we didn't get this done this month, we'd lose $250,000.
Whoa.
Aye.
You could have mentioned that earlier.
I was holding in reserve.
That's a powerful incentive. Thank you very much to the community folks, and thank you to Andrew Abbey. Once again, you exemplify the kind of customer involvement and community involvement that we really want to see. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Andrew. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I appreciate the good work on this. Appreciate Exhibit F formalizing and institutionalizing the street plan as amended. I'm a little fussy on that subject. I was starting to organize things in my office my end of term and found a photograph of Vic Rhodes standing in front of a streetcar. And so in Vic's honor, this is a better plan than we drew on a bar napkin, but it was what we had in mind. Aye. Thank you. Okay.